Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Welcome to Saturday night, and we've got a good one for you tonight. Thank you for being here on great television and radio stations across the country. Wherever you may be, watching Biz TV over the air or watching Salem News Channel over your over-the-top connected devices, things like Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Prime Sticks, those types of things. Or if you're watching at SalemNewsChannel.com or BizTV.com, or if you're listening on any one of 300 radio stations across the country and their various websites, we are really thrilled to have you with us tonight. We've got a big show for you, and I've got a lot to get to. Obviously, tomorrow's a pretty big day. And if you have forgotten, then you're, the number of hours that you have left to correct this oversight is very minimal. You're going to need to excuse yourself at some point, go do something special, and then plan for it for tomorrow. But if you have not taken time yet to make sure that mom is taken care of tomorrow, you're going to be in big, big trouble. I'm just telling you, it's not a good day to forget. That's why today, the ankle biters and myself, we went out and did the we had this new tradition where the ankle biters, I take them to the floral shop. They each pick out a bundle of something that's all one color, so it's tulips or roses or whatever it is. And then we ask the florist to combine them into one bouquet. And then mom gets this really cool customized bouquet, and each of the flowers represents one of the kids, and it's all mixed and mingled, and it's beautiful, and she loves it. And it's something we've done for the last few years, and I'm telling people to if you're out of ideas, steal mine. Mine will be a good idea for you if you run out of ideas. And flowers, you can't usually go wrong with. I mean, unless she's, you know, just really besieged with allergies or something like that. But that was fun today, and we've got a kind of a Mother's Day focused show tonight. In fact, we're going to celebrate moms a few different ways. Just take a drink of my lemon water here. I've been fighting off the allergies myself this week. So let's go to the big board. Nick, if we can, we've got fewer guests this week than we normally have, but Charmaine Yost is going to be with us. Now, she's formerly from the Heritage Foundation and Americans United for Life and the Family Research Council, and now she's just kind of a freelance advocate, but she's still very plugged into everything related to the pro-family movement in Washington, and she's on my weekday show every Friday, and I want to talk to her about motherhood and how in this kind of post-Roe v. Wade existence that we're about to enter into, man, do we have a lot to talk about that tonight. What does it mean that the major women's groups in the country are trying to separate motherhood from womanhood? And then if you did that 2 weeks ago, if you said that men could get pregnant and have babies, then you were somehow enlightened. You know, if you use the male pregnant emoji in your text, you were some sort of like cool, cutting edge kind of person. Now, we're being told by Gavin Newsom, governor of California, and many others that men can't be pregnant and they don't get a say on the life of the unborn child. So very confusing. We'll talk with Charmaine a little bit about that. And then in hour number two, back to the big board just for a second, the rock star that is Shannon Bream, Fox News at night. She's going to be with us. She's got a brand new book. I think I've got it here. I do, actually. This is what it looks like. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. And it's all about moms and daughters that are from the scriptural text, but it has to do with how their relationship did something unique, and she's drawn some observations about them, so we'll look forward to getting into that with her. But the other reason I'm glad to have Shannon on tonight is she's the senior Supreme Court analyst for the Fox News Channel, and I want to get her take on everything related to the Roe v. Wade leak this week. I don't think it was a leak. My opinion is that it was planned. It was propaganda. It was intended by the person that did it to purposely stir up the same storm that we're seeing be stirred up now. And across the country, we're going to see, I think, more of this between now and when the decision comes down. I'm really hopeful, and I'm actually, because I'm a man of prayer, I'm actually praying for this, but I'm praying that it does not impact the judges 1 ounce. And it seemed not to impact Chief Justice Roberts this week, who was very upset. He's actually ordered an open investigation into the matter with the federal marshals. They're the ones that govern the Supreme Court. They're the security service, and they're in charge of guarding the archive documents and all that kind of stuff. They even provide the personal security for the Supreme Court justices. But when you see the people that are likely not going to be pleased with what is now almost confirmed to be what the decision will be, it's just telling, isn't it, to see that they are willing to go to a different level of extremism in order to Nick, we've got something flopping up on the screen there. Just wanted to let you know it's going to the Salem News Channel. I want to get that off there as best we can. So the idea that these people are going to in any way respond rationally, they started calling immediately for people to go to the Supreme Court justices' homes and protest them outside their homes. Now, for the last 50 years, 60 years, however long it's been that that Roe v. Wade's been in existence, we have not had. You've not found like one conservative group that has said, well, let's go to the Supreme Court justice's house and ruin their life because we disagree with the ruling from Roe v. Wade in 1973. But these people don't seem to have a filter that causes them to not want to do the worst thing that they can do. And that's pretty terrifying when you think of it. We're supposed to be some sort of democratized society where we have the rule of law and we have the rule of the governed. And if you did a poll tonight, and I'll guarantee you this would win overwhelmingly, about whether or not Americans believe a preborn child is a human being, it would be in the 80-90 percentile that people agree with that. If you ask them, do you believe that there should be a way to kill human beings without penalty, they would overwhelmingly say no. There is no justification for the continued discussion about how this is even a woman's right. In fact, let's go to Jen Psaki was asked about this by Steve Ducey. I just wanted you to see this is how they're typically handling it. Take a look at this.
His position on choice has evolved over time, so just checking for his official position. Does he support any limits on abortion right now?
Peter, the president has talked about his position many times. He supports the right of a woman to make choices about her own body with her doctor.
But I know that one of the Democrats that he endorsed and who won their primary this week, Tim Ryan, said yesterday that he does not support any limits on abortion. Is that where the president's thinking is now?
The president has stated his view many times.
So does the president support abortion up until the moment of birth?
The president has spoken about this many times, Peter, and I would refer you to his own comments about abortion and a woman's right to choose and make decisions about her body with her doctor.
There it is.
Which is what any of those women
there it is.
Would do.
All right, that's all
go
we
ahead.
Need. So she won't say that you shouldn't kill the baby up to the moment of birth. And remember what the talking points used to be just a few years ago? Abortions needed to be protected and be safe and legal but rare. Now it's if you don't let me. In California, now it's if you don't let me kill the baby after the baby has been born and I've decided, second thought, I don't really want it after all, that you're some way infringing upon the mother's right. Friends, this is such a bogus argument. And here's how you know it's a bogus argument. The baby has distinct and separate DNA from the mom. The mom has her DNA indicating that's like her serial number. She's a person because she has a DNA code. And the baby has a DNA code that's similar, but it is distinct from the mom's. That DNA code says that's a human being. That's a human life. That's a life that we should cherish and try to help save. That's the way the law actually reads when you talk about things like the wife of Scott Peterson when he killed his wife and the child. He got a double murder sentence because he killed the baby that was in her body. That's the way it should be. I'm all for bodily autonomy. You have the autonomy to not have sex. You have the autonomy to have sex that doesn't lead to pregnancy. You have all kinds of autonomy. Your complete, absolute autonomy ends when it begins to impact the well-being of another human being. That other human being has the same autonomy that you do. And that's where this argument just gets blown to bits. Because at the end of the day, who speaks for the baby's body autonomy? It has to be the protection of the society as a whole, because we've convinced people that it's okay to just kill it without any consequence. Anyway, we've got a big show coming up. Charmaine Yost joins me next, and we're also going to try to help some moms on the other side of the world. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Great to have you, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you to a very busy edition. But as we always come to this particular weekend, for at least myself and some of my loved ones, we have a fond, kind of bittersweet experience, because Mother's Day is a day in which we celebrate the moms that we've had and sometimes the moms that we have no more. For instance, in my house, the lovely bride and I have been without our mothers for a number of years, mine dying in 1987, hers dying in 2003. And yet in the midst of all of this, we want to provide a legacy of what those mothers stood for to our children. So even just the other night at dinner, I said, you know, this was Grandma Harold's birthday. And we talked about what she meant to Mom and how she had impacted lives. I was struck by that. Because in that experience of trying to relay this legacy and to give this gift to another generation, my mind wandered to the very scenes we've seen on our television over the last few days, angry, hurtful shouts from people saying that those of you that want to make sure that little children have a right to live are in some way diminishing women. And to me, it was a perversion or a backwards way of thinking about how we have disconnected motherhood from womanhood almost entirely. I mean, they have an emoji now where there's a pregnant man. Here to discuss is Charmaine Yost, a mother in her own right, and someone who has thought deeply about this for some time. Charmaine, always good to talk to you. Your thoughts on where we stand at this point in the Roe v. Wade adventure?
Well, Kevin, first off, thanks for having me, and it's great to be with you, and it's always good to have these kind of conversations with you. I hadn't really put together in my head the fact that we're headed into Mother's Day weekend right after this amazing week of revisiting Roe v. Wade and everything it means. And you're right. I mean, we're seeing just this complete meltdown over the idea that women have really lost a right or will be, assuming that this decision ends up where it looks like it will at this point. So it is really kind of something to think about it in the context of Mother's Day, and we have women's rights groups out there talking about mobilizing for next weekend to have a national day of protest against it, and I think it really is kind of a culmination of, you know, these trends that we've seen over the last few decades with the modern feminist movement, and this idea that somehow the abortion right is foundational to what it means to be a woman, to be in such a sense of despair and grief that they are expressing with it going to being a woman, and particularly in the context of this national debate that we've been having really over the last decade over what it means to be a woman. I do think it's really, really fascinating to see that play out.
It struck me as many of the groups that have spoken out talk large and loud about this idea that these are mostly, you know, males that are trying to control their lives. They do that kind of in the defiance of the overwhelming number of female voices that have expressed support for life and for children and for the institution of motherhood. Is it to just their advantage to pretend as though women like you do not exist?
Well, you know, that has been a really interesting thing, Kevin, and I think it's important for us to emphasize that this was not a male-driven movement that got us to this point.
Right.
Of course, you have Amy Coney Barrett on the court who will almost certainly end up being a part of the coalition that votes for this decision. You also have Lynn Fitch, the Attorney General of Mississippi, that was part of bringing this decision in front of the court. You have dozens and dozens of women who are leaders in the pro-life movement that in some way end up being erased in the national consciousness, this really an actual myth that pro-life is a male thing. If you look at the polling data, women are actually split down the middle. And in some polls, you see women polling more pro-life even than men. So I find that really interesting that somehow in the national consciousness that there has been kind of this definition of pro-choice being the pro-woman approach, when in actual fact the data doesn't really show that.
But that's the marketing manipulative tool that they can use to message themselves, right? That's the goal.
Right, exactly. And, you know, Kevin, I find it really kind of interesting, too, in terms of the national conversation, that while we're agitating about this, we're seeing marriage plummeting. We're seeing rates of childbirth go down. We're seeing women, young women out there really struggling in with marriage and with dating, and just a real decline in how women feel about where they're at as young women in our culture. You know, there's this thing on popular on TikTok right now, obviously, the province of young people, and it's called, you know, a coastal grandmother. And it's being put forward by young women kind of from an aspirational perspective of an older woman with gray hair and elegant and charming. And to me, it's just fascinating to see that As the experience of motherhood is declining, we're seeing these cultural images of mothers and grandmothers in some ways on an upward trend as young women are seeing it less and less of a reality in their own lives.
Yeah, I was thinking, you and I were speaking earlier, and this influencer named Tinks is on Instagram and TikTok, I believe. But she's made one of her most famous sets of videos, or the fill-in-the-blank mom. And she does profiles of all these, you know, rich moms, Beverly Hills moms, New York moms. And they're, like, funny profiles about what that mom's life is. But the ironic thing, and you're touching on this, is that it's an aspirational position that she uses the word mom, not just, you know, rich lady, not just, you know, but and everything about the description of those women are always in connection to their position as a mother in that particular neighborhood.
Right. And she has over a million followers on TikTok. And I think that, you know, it would be very easy for her to position her things in the context of just, you know, the girl power, girl boss empowerment, right, that has been very popular. But it's a significant shift. It's a narrative turn. And I think that speaks to a deeper longing that we're seeing out there. And I think that's significant in the context of having demonstrators out there saying that abortion is what really defines what being a woman in 21st century America is.
I probably have more women on this radio show than any other radio show in America, and I'm proud to say that I don't think there's a single one of you that think that pro-choice is consistent with your views as women. And I think that's a large piece of what's missing in the national debate. What are your thoughts on this Mother's Day weekend?
Well, you know, I think it's important for us to have, you know, I really, from a public policy perspective, we've lived for a couple decades under a regime of Roe that when they went and looked at it back under the Casey decision, the court wrote that they were not going to overturn Roe at that point because women had come to rely on it for their place in society. And as a woman, as a mother of daughters, I know you also have a daughter, you know, I really rebel against that formulation of what empowerment looks like, of what being a woman looks like. And I think, you know, Mother's Day is a good day to.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian forces are still holding on as the Russian invasion continues into its 11th week. Cruise missiles were fired at Odessa and bombarded a steel plant in Mariupol, where civilians and Ukrainian fighters are believed to be housed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging residents to heed the air raid sirens. That's because he is expecting Russian attacks to intensify as V-Day draws near. First Lady Jill Biden is in Romania as part of a four-day trip to Eastern Europe. She met with Ukrainian refugee students and their mothers at a school in Bucharest. Biden says she remains concerned about the next phase of the humanitarian crisis that keeps going on and on. Nearly 6 million Ukrainians have fled the country since the war began. Wall Street continuing its losing ways at the end of the week, with the Dow and S&P 500 losing a fraction of a percent. The Nasdaq lost 1.5%. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yeah, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And here we are live on this Saturday night. Thank you to Charmaine Gilles for just being with us. Let me just point out something, friend. Tomorrow is Mother's Day, and if you have not yet done what you need to do, you are running out of time to do it. I feel like it's just important for me to remind you that if you have not taken care of whatever you need to, you've got limited time to get that done as soon as possible. Now, having said that, there are some moms that we have been trying to help in the Ukraine, and I just wanted to bring this back to your attention. And I'm gonna get to this in just a second, but I just got noticed that we got a voicemail. Nick, what's can we play the voicemail? We got a voicemail that just came in. Where'd that go? We just had it here. Just the voicemail just came in. Oh, here we go. Yes.
Hey, Kenneth.
Yes.
President Joe Biden.
Oh boy.
Kamala and I, you know, President Harris, and I are going to have some cherry jello at lunch. Wanted to know if you could join us.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Mr. President. I don't think I can make it this time, but, you know, thanks for thinking of me. Yeah, so, wow, that's cool. He has my number now. That's got trouble written all over it. So, back to Mother's Day. Mother's Day is important here in America. We honor the moms. It really does disturb me that the whole country has gone on this, you know, it's really gotten perverted in the last week. I saw one piece of video on social media today where the women that were leading the speech, wherever they were holding their little impromptu rally, basically said something about you don't want to have a choice. You've got that little guy inside of you. Go somewhere and have him sucked right out with a vacuum cleaner. And the whole crowd cheered. It was the most bizarre thing, because it was as though they were taking delight in the destruction of a kid. And this isn't the first time that we've seen this happen in history. In the Old Testament, for those of you that know your biblical history, there were people that worshipped Moloch. And Moloch was this god that demanded child sacrifice. And it's almost that demonic. It's like they have to have the children dying in order for them to be whole. And it's just, I saw so many, you know, man on the street interviews, you know, yeah, I had an abortion, I'll have 12 more. It's really, and I think it's disdainful for tomorrow to be Mother's Day and for these pro-abortion advocates to be threatening to go into churches coast to coast and disrupt services. And they say that they're going to. They say that they're going to terrorize churches on Mother's Day. Good day to take your gun to church. Let's put it that way, just in case things get out of hand. Anyway, having said that, my thoughts then go to another set of moms that are in parts of the country tonight where they and their kids don't speak the language in the place where they're at. They can't get work. They don't know how to earn money in the society that they're in because they've been displaced because of the war. And we have been asking you if you would help us feed and care for some of these Ukrainian moms and kids, these family units that are just basically without their dads because the dads are back fighting, holding Putin off in the Ukraine in many respects. But we need you to help us do this. $140, by the way, helps rescue a family. It provides food. It helps provide shelter in some cases, bedding in other cases, feminine supplies, diapers for babies, things that the kids need, simple things like toothpaste and toothbrushes, but things to help them in this intermediate time. And thankfully, you've helped us already help about 25 families, but we have a lot more that we could help. And so tonight, for the duration of the show tonight, there is a matching challenge. If we can help 10 families before the end of the show tonight, there is a single donor that is going to step up and help 10 families as well. $140 times 10 is $1,400. If you wanted to help 10 families all at once, you could make that size gift as well. But if you just wanted to help us with one family for $140, you would be feeding, sheltering, getting them the emergency supplies that they need, and doing it all through our great partners, Christian Solidarity International. 888-342 1010, the number that's on your screen if you're watching the television version of the show tonight. But if you're not, write this down, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. But we need those 10 gifts to come in before the end of the second hour. So we've got a limited amount of time. It's match night. Let's take advantage of this generosity. 888-342-1010. If we can sponsor 10 families, if we can rescue 10 Ukrainian families tonight, a single donor is going to come along and do 10 gifts of their own as well. 888-342-1010. Just think, tomorrow's Mother's Day. These mothers don't have anything. They literally left the country with whatever they could carry, and that was used up weeks ago. So these moms need the food, they need the shelter, they need the help with the kids. That's what CSI, connecting them with pastors in the region, are doing, and you're going to make a huge difference in their life tonight. 888-342-1010.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's Radio Night Live and live from New York. Coming up in Hour 2 tonight, a huge ladies' lounge. We've got Shannon Bream from the Fox News Channel, Jane Ann Benaira back with us. And it's Mother's Day tomorrow, so I hope that you have some incredible moments, either remembering a mom who's important to you or maybe spending time with one who is still with you. In our household, the ankle biters don't have any of their grandmothers because both my bride and I, our moms, have not been with us for a number of years. But we try to celebrate with the ankle biter's mom, and we try to make sure that she feels special, and we try to take some time to remember those mothers that are not with us anymore. And along those lines, in the music spotlight tonight, we've got Ed Sheeran coming back with a brand new song, just off the brand new record of his that has had a lot of number one hits. He's got another tribute song to his mom, and we're going to hear from that called Visiting Hours in just a little bit. But in honor of Mother's Day, and in honor of moms everywhere, what better cause to say to the moms that are suffering in the Ukraine or just outside of the Ukraine? You know, there's 11 million displaced Ukrainians because of the war. And the men largely are staying behind to fight, to try to win back their country, to try to get their homes back. They are busy holding off Russia as best they can. Some of them have perished. Some of the moms and children that have fled will not get their fathers and husbands back, but some will. But in the meantime, these moms and kids have been displaced, and they've been put in a situation that is extremely hard for them. They are in a situation where they don't speak the language. Ukrainians speak Russian. Some Russians speak Ukrainian. Ukrainians and Russians don't speak Romanian, Polish, Czech, Hungarian, or any of the languages in the Baltic countries. Those are all different forms of language. And when the people that were escaping went to those countries, unlike going across the border to Russia or to Belarus, they don't speak the same language. So there's a language barrier. There's obviously a resource barrier because they don't have any of the stuff from their home. They don't have an understanding of how to even look for work, much less process it or get it. And they're in this emergency state where they're trying to hold their family together. They're trying to keep their kids together. And our friends at Christian Solidarity International came to me and said, Kev, this is so important. I mean, this is the greatest humanitarian disaster since World War II. 11 million people without their homes that have been moved to the far western half of Ukraine and even into the other countries. And CSI, with a network, and I think it numbers in the hundreds of pastors, maybe thousands, that they have united with, these pastors are getting aid to wherever they can get the aid to the people. So in some instances, you've got food going into western Ukraine under threat of you know, shelling and other things to get food to the Ukrainian people there. And then those that are in the Czech Republic or in Poland or Romania or Hungary, they have operations there. And so there's a little bit more of an organization. But as you can tell, it's very chaotic. And the idea that these moms were just going to be able to just on their own provide what they needed to is just unrealistic, and that's why they need our help. So tonight, a very generous listener has come alongside and said, Kev, if you can get 10 families sponsored tonight on May the 6th, we will write a check for 10 families sponsored all unto themselves. So we need at least 10 of you to go to the phone and say, yeah, for $140, we'll rescue one family. What does that include? $140? It's food, shelter, medical supplies, feminine hygiene items, hygiene items for the kids, basic things like toothpaste, toothbrushes, whatever they need. And it's going to be different based on, you know, who the family is that's coming to them for help. But the thing that I love about it is they're working with this network of pastors. It's all done with tremendous integrity. In fact, they weren't able to initially offer this help because they were working very diligently to make sure that the integrity would be in place when they went public with it. But now we can. And with 11 million displaced people and hunger being one of the most significant ones, the food alone is going to be important enough. So would there be 10 of you that could go to the phone right now and say, yeah, we'll take care of one family, or maybe two? Typically, I've asked you to help us free slaves from Sudan. That usually runs about $250. If you do two families, it's about $280. It's a little bit more, but it would make a huge difference. So if we have 10 families sponsored tonight, We have a 10 for 10 challenge. Another listener is going to come along and say, yes, we will take care of 10 families all on our own. And then think about that. There's another 20 families that are receiving food and shelter and the things that they need. And the idea is to keep that help there, right where they are. Keep them close to their country so that when the war is over, they can go home. We're not trying to set up, you know, camps where people can come and just hang out, or, immigration trains to come into the U.S. and bring all these people here. We're not interested in that. What we want to do is try to keep them as close to home as possible. So we need your help. And it's very simple. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And $140. $140 will get it done tonight. CSI-USA.org if you want to give online. And it's easy when you get to the homepage. That's the CSI homepage. Scroll down about halfway. You'll see Kevin McCullough's picture. Just click on that. Go on through to the next page. Make your donation. And it's nice and simple. But we need 10 families sponsored tonight, rescued tonight. And you could help us. And maybe you need to do it over 2 months. So you do $70 a month for 2 months or something along those lines. But if we could have it spoken for tonight, it will make a huge difference. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. You know, I've had a lot of people ask me, Kev, we want to help. We don't know who's doing what. How do we know who to trust? Well, we've worked with CSI on this show for the last 10 years. So they are without question the group that I trust, and that's who we're doing all of our Ukraine aid through as a family as well. So I hope that you take Kevin McCullough's word for it, and I hope that that's good enough for you to jump on board and get involved tonight, because they need our help. It is urgent. These kids are getting sick. Some of them have taken on very serious dehydration and other ills because of the lack of needs that they have, and this is how we can help immediately. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Match night, your gift being matched. First 10 families, another 10 families done by a single giver tonight. Kevin McCullough saying, stay with us. The Music Spotlight with Ed Sheeran on this Mother's Day weekend next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's been likened unto the Bard for his ability to tell stories. Here's tonight's first Mother's Day selection from Ed Sheeran.
I wish that heaven, a visiting hour, so I could just show up and bring the news. She's getting old, and I wish that you'd met her. The things that she'll learn from me, I got them all from you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.